WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show.
So I've made an executive decision. WTR Fantasy continued here tonight, which makes me the winner.
You can't do that, dude.
But Nia, Charlotte, but we're not talking about Charlotte. The tag champs, Rod murdering people. I would have totally won this thing.
Nope.
Yeah, it's an executive decision. It's a thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
New winner.
Nope.
Champ? Right here?
No.
The champ is here? No?
No. Kane Kittens is the champ. You lost fair and square last night when Kevin Owens, or when Roman put Kevin.
I wouldn't call it fair and square.
You wouldn't call it fair and square. I was fair and square.
There were a bunch of shenanigans.
Hey, as you told me, no one ever gets disqualified for a table. For the announce table. Ever gets disqualified for one announced table, let alone three.
No, it was all fine until the Shield. Stupid Shield. We'll talk about that Thursday on the rack, I guess.
Would you call the rack? Sounds like a plan to me.
But this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MPG1211. Oh, what a show it is, and it was here tonight. I guess we start with the following. New Raw Tag Team belts? What?
That's right. After New Day's historic run as the Tag Team Champions, WWE retired the old Penny Tag Team titles and revealed the brand spanking new Raw Tag Team titles, which are a pretty silver with a red leather belt. They're all color coordinated now.
So, go ahead.
It's all pretty.
So as I mentioned to you, so AJ's getting a blue belt then?
Possibly.
I mean, since everyone, you know, the women are white with different colors on their belts. The tag titles are now red and blue. I guess the universe tells red and WWE title becomes blue strap now to make it all work, I guess.
They may wait and change it at Rumble.
Oh, I don't think it's,
wait and
I don't.
Change it at Mania.
Yeah, it's the new champion will get the blue belt.
Because, honestly, they just had that belt made not that long ago. So I think they're going to try and get a little wear and tear out of it before they replace it.
Once they figure out what it's called, whether it's the WWE title, whether it's the WWE world title, the WWE world heavyweight title, once they figure out what the name of it is, then he's going to get the blue belt.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you this question. So New Day came out. They took a shot at Charlotte?
Yeah, that's right. When New Day came out and they were talking about tag team title reigns and how, well, Ric Flair didn't get to be a 16-time champion by, you know, constantly holding onto the belt. Oh no, he had to lose 15 other times to get to that 16th time. Big E took the shot of, that will be Charlotte in a month.
Dude. Not cool. Not cool.
But it's true?
It's true, but they were standing up for their girl Sasha Banks, who tonight did not have a good night?
No. Sasha came out. Sasha lost her smile. She was disappointed in herself for, you know, tapping out not once, but twice and losing her title. She asked Charlotte to come out so she can congratulate the better woman. And, well, Nia Jax came out. She laughed at Sasha. She said Sasha wasn't a boss. She was just a weak little girl. She was pathetic. And then Nia proceeded to just, like, murder Sasha in the middle.
She kicked the crutch out from under her arm. She fell to the mat. And then she tossed her around the ring. And then started teasing, hitting her with it, but just tossed it aside and just left Sasha lying.
And Tamina Snuka was backing Nia up on Twitter going, yes!
Cedric Alexander with Alicia Fox took on No Mardar. Cedric Alexander won. They're feuding over Alicia Fox.
Why are we feuding over Alicia Fox? This is 2016.
Because it's a thing. It's 2016. They're making her a thing again.
I'm fine with them making her a thing again, but it's like, why are they making her just basically a prop for this feud? She shouldn't be a prop for this feud. She's better than that. I was like, I don't understand why she didn't look at both of them and be like, screw you guys, I'm gonna go do my own thing.
Well, she digs Cedric Alexander, I guess. I don't know.
Well, she could dig Cedric Alexander. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm completely fine with her being in a romantic storyline. You know, the girl deserves everything, but it's like, to just make her basically an object of affection for these two guys to fight over, it's like, this is 2016, y'all. You just had two women compete in an Iron Man match for 30 minutes, but you're having, you know, Alicia Fox be basically a sex object for somebody? What the hell?
You know who was not a sex object?
Who?
Braun Strowman.
No, Braun Strowman was a murder object tonight.
So he went. He apparently destroyed a crew member.
Yep.
Who was asking for where Sami Zayn was.
Yep.
Foley said Sami's not here. He's like 100 miles away. But he wants Sami Zayn or else. So keyword or else. So Titus O'Neil and Sin Cara were having a match, and or else showed up. So Braun attacked Sin Cara, and Titus left with Sin Cara. Screamed at Foley, or else, and then threw Sin Cara off the stage through the Christmas presents.
I don't think threw is the correct adjective for that. I think he chucked him like a frisbee is a better description. And it wasn't just at the Christmas presents. It was through a Christmas tree and the presents.
Okay, there's a tree as well.
From the stage to the floor. I mean, he had to throw him a good 5 to 10 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Like, oh, yeah. We're talking Brock Lesnar throwing the car door level throw here, y'all. It was impressive.
It was. It really was. So, I forgot to mention, as we were running about, the heels lost to the babyface of Sheamus, Cesaro, Big E, and Kofi beat Primo, Epico, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson as they came out during the whole New Day segment and wanted a fight and stuff.
There were shots fired in every direction in this. But yeah, New Day and the tag champs succeed. They win. Everybody's happy except Sheamus because they all hate Sheamus, apparently. Like, so many shots fired in Sheamus' direction. So many shots, which I have to ask, why are we picking on Sheamus? Why is this a thing?
Because he's easily picked on, able to be picked on. I don't know. It's a thing, I guess. So, speaking of a thing, Neville came out.
He's an angry little elf man.
He is an angry little elf man. He destroyed Rich Swann and T.J. Perkins last night, and people cheered him. He said that Rich is only there because the only time... That's Rich because the only time they cheer for him before was when he was vulnerable and because he's small. Neville said he doesn't need their pity and he's going to destroy everyone in the Cruiserweight division. Swann walked on the stage and asked what happened to Neville, a man he used to respect. Neville was still talking and yelling and said he taught Swann everything he knows. He said Swann's career has skyrocketed because of him. He asked, where's the respect and gratitude? Where's all the respect and gratitude for the true king of the Cruiserweights? Swann walked to ringside and said Neville can call himself whatever he wants, but the title makes him the very best in the division. Kendrick came out. He goes, how dare you talk to Neville like that? Because, you know, Kendrick's a slime dog, so he'll, you know, slide in anyway. Ken. He said, Neville, what Neville has been through was an outrage. He said he wondered where Neville was and said they couldn't start a Cruiserweight division without him. He said Neville's a pioneer. Nice. None of this would be possible without him, which is why they see eye to eye. Neville said Swann needs to be taught his place. They surrounded Swann, who threw the first punch. They jumped him. Neville had Kendrick stand back so he could put the boots to him. Perkins ran out for a save, but ate a kick from Neville, who kicked both baby faces. Kendrick applauded. Neville motioned to Kendrick to have his way with baby faces out of the ring. And then a sliced bread number two on Perkins for right there. So, it was a solid segment.
Angry, angry, angry elf man.
Now, speaking of angry, sensitivity training, what the hell's what?
So, apparently because Enzo exposed himself at work a couple weeks ago on Raw, he's been referred to sensitivity training. That involved Darren Young and Bob Backlund, Jinder Mahal, and Bo Dallas.
And the believer, Bo Dallas.
And the best part of this, aside from the fact that Bo's been growing that beard since he got arrested, and that's as far as he's gotten, is that Enzo basically explained his situation to the therapist, who's a female therapist, by the way, or the female facilitator, and she goes, where he says, my partner locked me out of my locker room, and she goes, oh, well, how long have you and your partner been having marital troubles? I kid you not. It's canon. Enzo and Cass are married. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Pass it on.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody tell Carmella.
How you doing?
We all knew it was true. It's just, you know, confirmation.
Right.
But yeah, so that was pretty spectacular.
So they did the whole thing, and, you know, they had each other sort of roleplay as one another. Bo had no one to roleplay with. Jinder roleplayed as Enzo. Was actually pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Enzo took some shots at three-man band, and then Jinder being fired. They all got certificates, except for Enzo. He was already certified, because, you know, he was a certified G. And then he was hitting on the therapist, wanted to slide right into her Instagram DMs. Then Rusev showed up. Jinder was there on the other side, and they beat the tar out of Enzo Mori. Finally, Lana slapped him, and then they put him through a table. How you doing?
Cass is not going to be happy with this.
No. Cass is not going to be happy with it at all. Because early in the night, he lost by disqualification to Rusev.
Oh god, he kicked the crap out of Rusev.
It's only a minute long, but that's what happened. So, I'm trying to think of what other matches happened. Oh, right. The women. Let's talk about Charlotte. She came out. She was out there. She was talking about her win last night. She is our queen. She said she would call Sasha Banks out, but she didn't think she would make it after what happened earlier. And she said she beat the boss out of Sasha Banks. Charlotte said she's the greatest superstar she's ever seen. She could be in any era. She would dominate her Stratus. The Stratus faction has nothing on her. And she's more fabulous than Fabulous Moolah. She declared herself the queen of the pay-per-view. Bayley came out. Charlotte asked why Bayley was interrupting. Bayley said she wanted to congratulate her. She said Charlotte versus Sasha will go down as the greatest feud in women's wrestling history. And Charlotte was like, okay, cool. That's fine. Don't talk anymore. But Bayley said now they're over. It's now time for Charlotte versus Bayley to begin. Bayley reminded Charlotte that she's 2-0 against her and hasn't forgot what she did to her at Survivor Series. Charlotte said, you know, she didn't get caught up with her, you know, that didn't count, and, you know, she didn't get caught up with her, Sasha, and Becky, because she's not that good. Bayley said, let's prove it, tonight. Charlotte was like, no, but, you know, why do that after everything I went through? Charlotte said Bayley was dressed like a fifth grader and they could go to school, so she asked for a referee and we had the match. So, I really love Charlotte as champion. She is one of the best heels they have right now.
She is. She really, really, really is. She's coming to her own as a heel. She's found her stride and her confidence, and she's just owning it. 100% owning it. And best of all, she's the perfect foil for Bayley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they had a really good match. Bayley ended up picking up the win after about 15 minutes. But Charlotte's shoulder was up. Referee missed it. So we'll probably get that didn't count. But that was a really good match.
Yeah, we'll probably get that didn't count, which will lead to a rematch where Charlotte will either pick up the win or Bayley will actually beat her. But yeah, I really enjoyed this match. They both did an excellent job, Charlotte, especially after last night, because she and Sasha went at it last night. So she's got to be sore today, and she put on a clinic with Bayley, which was just epic. I mean, they're just, and I think everybody's happy that they're finally moving Charlotte on from Sasha, and vice versa, and we're finally getting Bayley and Charlotte, and we're starting to build that feud towards the title.
So tonight was the debut of the Chris and Kevin show. So Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho are out. They talked about what happened at Roadblock. Owens said he didn't know what Jericho was going to do. He said as much as the code breaker hurt, paled in comparison to Jericho not being his best friend anymore. Jericho told Owens that the code breaker hurt him more than it hurt Owens. Jericho said he had to make the referee and all the mutton heads believe. Jericho said he wants Owens to believe that so he called for Owens to take the hug of Jericho and bring it in, man. So they hugged. Jericho called Santa Claus a stupid idiot. He accused Santa of stealing his list gimmick and put him on the list. Mick Foley came out, What was he wearing?
I don't know. I really don't know. He gelled his hair into a mullet. He was wearing a pleather jacket with sweatpants, sneakers, a fanny pack, and a fake hair-covered t-shirt. I mean, okay, I have to rant about this. So, I get that Foley is Foley, and Foley has a very particular style. He's worn sweats and flannel for years. We all know this, okay? We get this about Foley. We've accepted it about Foley. I take an issue with this in particular, because it's like, you know, I get the man doesn't have a style. That's just not who he is.
He has a style. It's awful.
Can we get him a personal stylist? Or can we get him a stylist, someone that can help him dress himself? Because it's like, you know, he's the GM of Monday Night Raw, right? He's essentially the de facto leader when Stephanie McMahon is not there. And I get Daniel Bryan wears jeans and flannel and a sport coat, but at least Daniel Bryan looks somewhat believable. Like, Daniel Bryan, just, it looks better. Foley looks like he rolled out of bed and threw on a blazer that's been through a train wreck. I mean, it's like, I love Foley to death, but it's like, honestly, tonight was just like, can we please find him someone to dress him? Because he does not know how to dress himself. I'm not asking for a three-piece suit, but the t-shirt, the haired t-shirt, with, like, when the jacket was closed, it looked like he had chest hair sticking out, like, basically he's standing there shirtless with just the jacket on. It's like, no. Okay? No. Like, if you want to wear the sweatpants and, like, a button-down shirt and the sport coat, that's fine. I draw the line at that shirt he wore tonight. And the gel. The hair gel. I don't know what was going on with the hair gel, but that was a no.
So, Foley came down, he had a present from Santa Claus, and it was a shark cage, because it has its own music now, because, you know, it does. And at the Royal Rumble, it'll be Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens, with Chris Jericho inside the shark cage.
50 Shades of Foley?
Bang, bang.
They getting kinky!
So that was set up, and then the main event was set up. It was Jericho and Owens versus Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. That was your main event of Raw. They had a solid matchup as they normally do. It ended when the murder speed came out and, you know, went after Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, laying them both out. Yes, murder speed, a.k.a. Braun Strowman. The Or Else plan landed there.
I'm kind of waiting for Strowman to get to Foley, because Foley needs hip surgery. He's going out for the next couple weeks. So I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, like, issue a statement saying Foley's either gone on sabbatical or that Braun Strowman did something to Foley after the show was over, and they release it on .com or on the app or whatever as a way to sort of write Foley off TV for a little while.
It's coming. It may not be next week, because next week's the Christmas show, but it may be soon. And probably when he comes back in January, that's when they're going to probably write him out for good for a while. Because he's getting hip replacement surgery. Supposedly.
Yeah, I think he's going to be written out the New Year's show, like on the 3rd. Probably write him off TV.
Probably. If not, a little bit of time after that, right before the Rumble, maybe. Who knows? But he's not going to be lasting much longer.
No, nor should he.
But that was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell.
That was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Overall, a good show, a good follow-up to Roadblock. No real complaints there, except for, you know, Foley style.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We jingle all the rack this Thursday night, though.
That's right. It's the Christmas special, or the festive special, depending on how you want to look at it. We are going to do Jingle All the Rack. We're going to have all your favorites, news, notes, NXT. We're going to be talking Roblox, and we'll have some Christmas-themed things, too, for you. So Jingle All the Rack, Thursday, the 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
And since we discussed this like an hour ago, Pop Goes the Rack returns for the New Year's show. And if you would like to ask the Rack, send us questions. You have until next Tuesday to send us in questions.
Yes, you can email them, you can Skype them, if you know our Skypes. You can Facebook us, Twitter us, Tumble us, email us. Any way that you know how to get hold of us, you're welcome to send your questions in.
So Jingle All the Rack this Thursday night, and Pop Goes the Rack for the following week. Saturday night, there is no show live, but we are doing the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash as part of CB Radio for Saturday night, Saturday show. If you would like to be called out, be ready tonight. Got it? Be ready. You'll be called out tonight.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
But check out the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash Saturday morning for Christmas Eve for CB Radio. Sunday night, there is no show. They will be back in 2017. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And now Matt is scared because he has volunteered to be called out, so be ready.
Dude, you should be terrified right now.
Murder speed is coming your way. Anyway, your socials.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter.
But yes, if you have questions, you can email media@wildtalkradio.com or send them on the Twitter machines for Pop Goes the Rock. You have until the 27th. So, for Lindsay, I'm Rock. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented by GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And we'll see you live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for Jingle All the Rack.
WildTalkRadio.com.